Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. I'm the pastor here at Trinity. Today we are gathered to say goodbye to our dear sister in Christ, Connie Hoogie, who passed away last Saturday. And as we do that, we are gathered with a mixture of joy and sorrow, as we, of course, remember that our Lord Jesus Christ had made a promise to Connie in baptism that he has kept. And we rejoice that we will one day see Connie again in the new creation when Christ comes back and raises us all from the dead. And so today we will gather in prayer and also in praise of our God who has fulfilled this work for Connie. Today, for your order of worship, everything that you need for the service is printed for you in the blue worship folder, except for the words to the hymns. You'll find those in the hymnal in front of you. And we will begin with our opening hymn, which is number 760, What God Ordains is Always Good.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Connie was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Service continues now as we speak together the words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Connie and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. The Old Testament reading today comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, beginning with chapter 25, verse 6. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well-refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading today comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, beginning with verse 1. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. If we have died with Christ, we shall also live with him. If we are faithful to the end, we shall reign with him. The Holy Gospel reading comes to us from the book of St. John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 1. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Having heard the word of God, we now join together in speaking the words of our common Christian faith, the same faith that Connie shared with us. And this morning we will use the words of the Apostles' Creed. If you need the words, they are printed on the back flap of your hymnal. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." This time I'd like to invite our ladies' aide to remain standing while the rest of the congregation may be seated. And please turn to hymn number 770, which is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," as we remember Connie's years of service to the ladies' aide here at Trinity. The ladies will lead us. They will sing, but the whole congregation is invited to sing with them. So we sing that hymn, 770, at this time. You may be seated, ladies. Thank you. To the family and friends of Connie Hoogie, to those who are gathered here today to celebrate her life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end. To all of us who on this day are experiencing a mixture of joy and sorrow as we say goodbye to our dear sister in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The first time I met Connie Hoogie was about 2 months ago. Our secretary, Jane, told me about this sweet lady who lived across the street from the cemetery. And Connie had called the office because she was about to have surgery on her knee. And she was wondering if the new pastor would be willing to come over to her house and bring her communion before she went to the hospital. So I packed up my little portable communion kit and I made the long journey across North Main Street over to her house. And of course, I didn't know what I was getting into because I was brand new here at the time. But that really has turned out to be one of the most enjoyable mornings that I have had since moving here to Hoyleton. Connie was so fun to talk to. And we spent the morning, she was so positive, and we shared stories, and she shared stories with me about all kinds of different things. She told me about how much she loved living that close to Trinity, because she would sit there in her front room, and she would watch as the kids would come to and from school. And I guess at one time, she had it set up so that she could actually hear the worship services in her home because she was within range of our microphone system, which I thought was absolutely amazing. She told me about her years working at the grocery stores. She told me all about her family, and she tried very patiently to explain to me how all the Y's and the Hoogies are related, and I still don't have all you guys 100% figured out, but she did try very hard, and I understand it a little bit better now because of her. One of the things that really stuck out to me about that morning was that there we're sitting there in Connie's front room, and I could tell that her knee was just in so much pain, and yet she seemed much more concerned about me and about my well-being than she did about her own. She kept asking me about how I was doing, how I was settling into my new job and my new church and my new town. And she had apparently just the day before, maybe 2 days before, she had been told by the doctors that she did test positive for MRSA. And so she was really concerned. She didn't want to pass any sicknesses on to me. And so she wanted to make sure that I went to the bathroom and washed my hands before and after the visit. And I just remember thinking, wow. You know, here she is. She's obviously nervous about what's going to happen the next day at the hospital, but she was trying to take care of me. And you know, from getting to know her a little bit better over these last couple months and getting to talk to some of you, I've learned that that's really the person she was. That her life was all about service. And not just any old service. But those of you who remember going and seeing her in the grocery store, you know it was service with a smile. It's hard to believe that Connie's no longer with us. It's hard to imagine that she did end up having successful knee surgery and then ended up with heart trouble. It's difficult to drive past that house and know that she's no longer sitting there in that room watching as you drive by. But I want you to know today that even on a day like this, even on a day that at first seems kind of empty, kind of depressing, that we still have reason to be joyful today. We still have reason to hope today. And I want to point you to the front of today's bulletin, because if you haven't had a chance to look at the top there, you'll see that Connie's confirmation verse is printed there. This confirmation verse was given to her back in 1948 at Olive Branch Lutheran Church in Frogtown. And it's from Psalm 27, verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" That verse, I think, really helps to put things back into perspective for us. That even when a loved one passes away, even when a fixture of our community is called home by God, the Lord remains our light and our salvation. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to dread because God is in control and He is always faithful to us. I'm fully convinced that that verse had a lot to do with helping Connie to always have this positive attitude, no matter what kinds of things she was dealing with in her life. And I know that she did experience her fair share of difficult times in this life. She lost her only daughter, Deborah Lynn. She was unable to have any other children of her own after that. She experienced her own health concerns, aches and pains and all kinds of things. She had to say goodbye to Alfred 20 years ago. And yet she always knew that the Lord was the light in her darkness. And she tried her best to reflect the light of the Lord out into the community. I've heard so many great stories about how she served people with Christ's light. How at the grocery store she would spend time bagging up those candies into 1-pound bags. And she would carry people's groceries out to their car for them with a smile. I've heard about how she loved the Christmas season and loved putting smiles on people's faces with the decorations that had to be all exactly the way she wanted them. I've heard about her service at the Hofbräufest, making sure that all of those potatoes were peeled perfectly, even when she was unable to do it anymore by herself. Connie's life was all about serving others, and so because she knew and believed beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Lord was her light and her salvation, that's what caused her so much joy in serving. That's what made it service with a smile. You know, at this time of the year, the church is in the middle of observing the season of Lent. We have purple cloths up here on our altar and our pulpit. The season of Lent is a penitential season, which means that it reminds us that we have our own need as sinners for light and salvation in our lives. And the reason why I bring this up is because I think that funerals like this one and the season of Lent have something very important in common. They both deal with death, whether we're talking about the death of a loved one or the death of Jesus upon the cross. But even though funerals and the Lenten season deal with death, they do not dwell in death. The Lenten season reminds us that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was willing to give up everything for us. He was willing to come into this world 2,000 years ago, not so that He could just boss us around and show us how much more powerful He is than we are, but Jesus came into this world to be a humble servant. Jesus served us by bringing hope to those who had none. He served us by healing those who were sick, those who were terrorized by demons. He served us ultimately by going to the cross, by dying on the cross, paying for our sins. There's no greater model of selfless serving than Jesus, who literally went through hell for us, and He did so gladly. He did so purely out of love. Talk about service with a smile. The greatest thing about Lent is that it ends with the message of Easter. That Jesus didn't stay dead, but that he rose again and he continues to live to this day. And the greatest thing about a funeral is that we are reminded today that the same thing is true when it comes to Connie and to all of us. Connie's body has passed away, but her soul is living with Jesus. And one day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back into this world, just as he has promised to do, all who have died in the Lord will be raised up just like Jesus. We will live with perfect bodies and souls in the new creation for all of eternity. We just heard from Revelation 22 a beautiful description of what that is going to be like. And I want to remind you again what it says there, starting with verse 3. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is our light and our salvation. The Lord is Connie's light and her salvation. We have nothing to fear. And so we look forward to serving God alongside Connie in paradise for all eternity. And that, my friends, that will truly be service with a smile. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our service continues now with our next hymn. It's number 468. I am content, my Jesus ever lives. Please stand as we go to God in prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Connie Hoogie and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Connie and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn today is Abide With Me, number 878. You may be seated.